You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Julia, what the heck are you doing today?
Hey, I manage a martial arts studio, so I'm going into Eastern Training Center in Centennial today.
Oh, yeah? Going to go break some boards?
Yeah, no. Some bodies, maybe.
Snap some arms and boards today.
Yes.
No.
We used to have a guy on our show back in the 2000s, and we didn't know this about him, but he was a martial arts dude. And we worked with him for a long time. We didn't know that. And so just messing with him one day, Juliet, we said, so could you break boards? And he was like, yeah, I could do that. So we actually live on the show in front of a live audience. We brought in a live audience. He held, Jeremy, I think you were there for that.
I do recall this, yeah.
Was it like two boards?
Could have been two boards, yeah.
I think it was two boards.
Two, three, I don't know. Yeah, somewhere.
And he broke one set with his hand and then another set with like his foot.
Yeah.
He's
a silent killer. We have no idea.
Yeah.
Do you have some sort of belt?
No, I'm just a white belt.
Just a white belt, starting off, huh?
Yeah. Yes, right. Just starting out.
Do you have aspirations to go any higher?
I think I'll keep doing it for the rest of my life. So we'll see. Maybe one day I'll be a black belt. But it's jujitsu, cool. So it'll take me like 12 years to do, probably.
I have a neighbor who has a daughter who is 11, I think. Black belt. Total black belt. But honestly, I feel like I could still take her.
Yeah, right? And then you do it, and then it's like, nope, I get it.
No, I could take
it. It's like Kramer in the old show Seinfeld. He used to do karate against a bunch of little kids, and they beat the crap out of him.
Yeah,
man,
well,
so.
I guess if they come at you in force, maybe.
Hey, what's the difference between jiu-jitsu and Brazilian jiu-jitsu? What's the diff?
You know what? That's a really good question. I actually do not know. I think Brazilian jiu-jitsu is like a mix of different martial arts into the jiu-jitsu martial art. So, like, they do a lot of other, arts. So.
Well, you know, since I threw that question out there, we will now get 206 text messages.
Second question. What's all that beeping?
What's the whistling sound behind it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. My car. I broke the front sensor in my car. So it like beeps when it sees light, which is annoying. So it's like all the time.
Oh, the little motion sensor on there?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, you should get under there and snip those wires.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Just disengage that completely.
Well, you did something. You shut it off. So thank
yeah,
you
thanks.
That,
so. Yeah, I turned it off.
Okay, good. Well, listen.
Yeah, hopefully that's better.
If you don't get it, Krista, who's on hold, Krista, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you whether Julia gets this or not. Let's see if you can win. Rattle off. Do you know how this game works, Juliet?
No.
Okay, so here's how it works. We're going to give you a category, and you don't get time to think about it in advance. We'll just give you the category. Then we start a 10-second timer, and in 10 seconds, you must rattle off 5 examples of that category. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
All right.
So what we'll do is we'll give you the category, and then we'll say ready and go, all right?
Okay.
10 seconds. We're looking for 5 different Mexican restaurants. They can be chains, too. 5 different Mexican restaurants or chains. Ready and go!
Taco Bell, Del Taco, Taco Star, Cabana Restaurant... And
time is up. Darn it. Well, I'd have to look up the last two you said, but you only got 4.
I don't know about Taco Star. Now, I know there used to be a Taco Cabana, and the fact there still is down south. I don't know if they have
a Taco Star. I don't know what that is, but
I don't know Taco
you still
Star.
Didn't get it.
Yeah, it's a chain.
Is it?
No worries.
Taco Star.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we really enjoyed visiting with you, and we hope you have a terrific day today. Thank you for being on the show, Juliet.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. And here's Krista. Good morning, Krista. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
What are you up to today? What are you doing?
Well, I went and had a blood test. I have one weekly because I'm on warfarin. It's a blood thinner. And I go in weekly to get a blood test to make sure that my levels are okay.
Well, that's smart. That's good.
And are they okay today?
They were a little low.
Now what? So what do you got to do?
I'm not sure. The nurse will call me later, and we'll decide if I need to take a little bit more one day, or I don't know. It just kind of goes up and down.
Does it?
What part of your blood are we talking about? Blood sugar? Are we talking about your white blood cells? What are we talking about?
I really don't know. It's called the INR is the test, but I...
You don't know why you're on this medication? And
I do. I have something called the antiphospholipid. It's an excessive clotting disorder.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be damned.
So maybe they look at platelets. Yeah.
Platelets. They're looking at platelets.
Huh.
That's what I think.
I know about people who have problems clotting, and yet you're the other direction.
Well, I had problems clotting as a child. I had idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura and low platelets. And now I have just the opposite, an excessive clotting disorder. I've had a couple of strokes. Ugh.
I am so sorry for all these issues. Can you say what you had again? What was that long
thing? But say it three times real fast.
No. Say
Antiphospholipid.
I thought there was more to that.
Well, as a child, I had idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura.
That's the one I was looking for. That's the
ITP
one I wanted.
For sure.
Don't.
Hey, yeah. Krista's doing fine. Look, she got her blood work today. She can laugh.
Don't.
Oh, come on. Sounds to me like Krista's got a sense of humor.
I do.
That's good.
Yeah, of course you do.
That's good. Very good.
We're not going to tiptoe around you, Krista. You're fighting this. You're giving it your all. Everything's cool, right?
Yes, so far.
All right, good.
Okay, good.
Good, good.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a church organist.
No way.
No kidding.
Jamming the organ. Right on. Huh.
What's your favorite hymn to play?
Lift High the Cross.
Lift it up there. Get it up there.
You ever do Bringing in the Sheaves?
No, that's one that we don't do. They probably did it back in the day, but
that's an old school
one.
What's the
holy,
one you like?
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy. That's a banger.
Holy, holy, holy.
Can you sing a little? Do you sing as well?
Yeah, I do.
Sing us something. Sing us about lifting that cross up.
Okay. Lift high the cross, the blood of Christ proclaim.
More blood.
Till all the world rejoice and say his name.
Beautiful.
That was so well done.
Really good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So is it one of those fancy organs where you've got all sorts of push and pull and knobs?
Oh, yeah.
And
all those big pipes?
Yep, it's three manuals. It's not a pipe organ.
No.
Pipe organs are kind of rare, I think, out here. I'm from Minnesota originally, and lots of pipe organs there. But we had a little pipe organ in my home church, but here I play electronic organs. They're made, the one that I have is made by Allen.
Digital pipes.
A-L-L-E-N.
Yeah. I would and rather I have you three get manuals. An old school pipe organ.
I would have to Google, see what they have out here.
You know what I say? I say pass the collection plate a little bit more and say we're trying to get ourselves a pipe organ.
Pony up for a new organ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a really small church. For instance, on Sunday, there were 14 people there, including the two pastors and me. So I think
you had 11 guests.
You got to get out and recruit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because of the pandemic, they also have a Zoom service. So people can worship that way.
Is it possible that your organ playing is so bad it keeps people away?
Could be.
Could be.
No.
We'd have to hear a sample. No. Maybe you should record yourself and send it to us today so we can hear you playing.
Krista, you know I'm kidding. I said you've got a sense of humor. I know you can take this. I wish you were at your organ right now so we could hear it.
Ah, yes.
I know. I usually go in there on Thursdays and Fridays into church. So
call us back on Thursday. Call us on Thursday.
What time will you be there Thursday?
Probably 12:30.
Oh, we'll be long gone.
Yeah, I don't really.
12:30, Krista. Come on.
Try to get in early. Get in there at 9 on Thursday and then call us and play your organ.
Maybe on Friday I will do that.
Okay.
I'll go in early. But see, I meet the pastor at 2. We kind of go through the service. So I get there at 12:30 and I practice.
I mean, with 14 people, you probably could just wing it, honestly.
Well, I am very good at winging it. So
you just whistle.
We'll see.
Just do a clap along or something.
Yeah.
11 people.
It's an older congregation, so no, we won't clap.
No
but
clapping.
What denomination are we talking?
Lutheran.
Okay. Right. Well, listen, for your rattle off today, here's what I'm going to do, Krista, because you're the last contestant and I really want you to win this.
Okay.
So in 10 seconds, you know how the game works, right?
Yes.
Okay. In 10 seconds, I want you to name 5 people from the Bible. 5 people that we would find in the Bible in 10 seconds. Ready? And I don't care if it's Old Testament, New Testament, doesn't matter. Ready? And go!
Jesus, Mary, Joseph, Luke, David.
Boom.
Yeah, there is a book of Luke. I don't know if there was a character walking around named Luke, but there is a book of Luke.
Yeah.
Was there a guy named Luke in the Bible or
Luke,
just the
Luke
book
Bryan,
of Luke?
Actually. Luke Bryan was in the Bible.
Bryan.
You got it. You got it.
You know what? You're a winner!
Winner!
Hey!
Thank you so much. Yay!
Well, yeah. You're very welcome. You know, I was going to give you endless crap if you didn't get 5, Krista. You know,
I probably should have gone for more.
Yeah, just keep going. Doesn't matter. You got it. We'll give you Luke. And you know what? If you will stand by, Josh is going to come back around, and he's going to tell you about your concert tickets. This band, by the way, started as a Christian rock band.
Yeah.
That's where they got their start,
so this
too.
Is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So that'll be a date night for sure.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Get you
Who
some
you
loving.
Take on your date night.
I live with David. He will enjoy it.
Who's David?
He's a football coach. He lives, eats, and breathes football. So we watch a lot of
football.
Is this
a boyfriend?
On TV.
Are you
yep,
living
I live
in
with
sin,
them.
Krista?
That's exactly
I
what
I am. I will never. I've been married once. Yeah. I will never get married again.
Now right. You're just going to shack up.
So
you
better, like the saucy organist.
You
that's
better
what I
you
like.
Better play a couple extra songs for yourself this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah. I like you, saucy organist, man. Good for if you.
If my parents were alive, they wouldn't approve. But
no,
I went through a lot during my divorce, and I will not marry again.
All right, girl. You do you.
Okay. Even if David wows you with this beautiful, heart-rending proposal down on one knee, you would say no?
Well, if he did that, I would probably say yes, but he knows that I will never get married
it's
again.
Not even going to happen.
So he won't ask. Okay.
He's scared. No. He's scared of you.
You know what? I really enjoy talking to you, Krista. Thank you for being a good sport. Hold on, and Josh will tell you about those concert tickets. Pay very close attention to everything he says. Even write stuff down, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. You guys have
You're
a great day.
You
too. As well. Thank you for being on the show. I really enjoyed chatting with
All
our
right.
two contestants today,
good.
Juliet and Krista.